Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? This is the second in KBOO's series on what it's like to age in Portland. We call it Retired or Rewired. What you're about to hear is a special 7-minute edition of a 30-minute program that airs once per month on the first Monday. There are a few people in Oregon who have had the impact that our guest today has had on taking care of the elderly, not only in Portland, but in the United States and outside it. She's a giant in the field of gerontology and will feel the impact of her work for a long time. Karen Brown Wilson has over 30 years' experience in long-term care and supportive housing. She's been called the mother of assisted living in Oregon, and her successful work goes well beyond that. She created the Oregon model of assisted living and has worked to implement assisted living programs in other states. She founded 3 assisted living companies, working on over 200 projects around the nation with a focus on the poor and the very poor. Karen, you've had a lifetime working with the elderly. How did you get interested in this field?
Well, when I was 19, my mother had a stroke, and I had just started college. She spent 10 years living in a nursing home, and when I told her that I was going to become a gerontologist, she actually asked me what that was. And then she asked me to do something to help people like her. And I hadn't really thought I was going to work directly with the elderly. I thought I was going to teach and do research, but that changed my direction.
What was the model that you created, and what is it today?
The model was really a response to my mother's situation, and it really involved multiple domains, the physical domain, the service domain, the social domain. So my mother wanted her own living space. She wanted her own belongings. She wanted to control her what time she got up, what time she went to bed, what she had to eat. She wanted to have the ability to participate and not participate. She wanted to get the care where she was, and she didn't want to have to move. And so the idea was to create a more residential environment in which a variable level of services could be delivered, in which was more like what people wanted to be to maintain their sense of autonomy and independence. So it really was just listening to what people said they wanted. And that's actually Oregon set the standard nationally for those domains and how they should be responded to by assisted living providers.
So you were one of the first people to hear those requests and that kind of need. Is that right?
Well, I heard it from my own mother. What better teacher do you have?
Here's Karen talking about Medicaid and other financial issues associated with caring for the elderly.
Medicaid is actually getting more difficult because as budgets grow more strained, they have to make decisions about what makes you qualified for in terms of need for Medicaid. So you have more and more people who can't qualify based on need levels, because they simply don't have the money to provide services to those people. So while the income levels haven't changed, the service disability levels have changed, making it harder to serve people who have a need for service but maybe are slightly less impaired than others.
And is Medicaid sufficient for the needs that we have now, and is it going to be able to cover the needs we're going to have?
No. It's just a flat-out function of growing numbers of people who are in the age category. And trust me, we've seen nothing as to what we're going to see in the next 10 years who have a need for supportive services. So you have more people, and more people equate more need for service. And you have a fixed ability to use Medicaid dollars, because Medicaid dollars are federal dollars that have to be matched by state dollars. We have a savings and income crisis that's about to hit older Americans. They don't have any savings, none. And many of them were the hardest hit by the recession. They were at their peak earning times. They have not been able to return to those earning levels. They are upside down on mortgages in many cases. They will not recover, period. So they're going into old age with nothing. And this is going to exacerbate the challenge that we have and the opportunity that we have to figure out different solutions of how to support them. We're going to have to find that strength in our social networks. And I think we can do that. I do. I have seen it happen when circumstances were a lot more dire than they are for us right now. But you have to be committed to doing it. And you have to be willing to put your shoulder into it.
You and your husband created a program called Aging Matters. You mentioned this earlier in our conversation, and I'm quoting your husband here, quote, "We need an ageless society where starting college at 45 is no different than starting at 20. We want Portland to be a place where old people go to unretire," end quote. Have you been successful at making Portland a place to unretire? Have you made progress at that?
Well, I think there's some symptoms that are pretty encouraging, and I wouldn't say that we have done that. I think that people who live in Portland have done that. I think, for example, the age-friendly cities is an example of that. I think the engaged housing activities, I think the villages, I think the Encore program. I mean, we have multiple examples of showing the vitality that older people can bring to a community. In my experience, older people are givers, not takers, and our responsibility is to create a society where they are continue to have the opportunities to fully engage in being committed to their communities and being involved, vital parts of that community.
Last question. You've had an amazing career so far, and you're still mixing it up with the best of them. What's next for you?
I just keep on trucking.
In the next episode, we pay a visit to Dr. Mark Williams, a nationally prominent geriatrician and best-selling author. Did you know that being a little overweight is probably a good thing when it comes to aging? Dr. Williams has lots of other insights to share. Listen in to the evening news next Wednesday for the short version, or go to our website, kboo.fm, and hear the entire 30-minute show. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland, retired or rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.